The podcast directed towards college students and the pros and cons of using social networks in the classroom. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Mike. For our podcast, we decided to do an interview with Professor John Jones, who is our multimedia writing professor at WVU. And afterwards, me and Andrew were going to go into a discussion about the pros and cons of using social networks in the college classroom.
So, Professor Jones, tell us, as an educator, how familiar are you with social networks?
Pretty familiar. You know, for a long time, actually, since I've been in grad school, probably like 5 or 6 years, I've been thinking about using social networks and social networking in education.
Definitely a good way. So we notice that you use it in our classes. So how do you incorporate social networks within the classroom?
I like to use Twitter in a couple ways. One, it's nice to have a back channel in the classroom, particularly when we're discussing topics. Like readings or something like that. It's difficult. You know, everybody can't talk at the same time. It just gives people more of an opportunity to talk and share ideas. And it's also because it's an internet-based thing, you could actually bring in other resources like websites or evidence or other things that are related to the conversation.
What do you feel are the benefits of using social networks in this way?
For me, using Twitter in particular is just a more... It's kind of a stripped-down, easy channel of communication. If you think, like, compared to something like email, where I might have to hunt down somebody's email address in the class. And I think just generally, any time that you're more actively involved in sharing and creating knowledge with other people in the class, that's going to be a benefit.
It's always like negative sides. Mm-hmm. What do you think are some of the drawbacks?
On the bad side, you get, you know, the same sort of, the worst end would be like YouTube comments, right? All of a sudden you get people performing and acting out in bad behavior. There's some interesting examples of that. People had that experience in class. In our class, even the couple times where I've thrown Twitter up on the board, it makes, well, all of a sudden you'll notice, so a lot of times not a lot happens. When I throw it up on the board, a lot happens.
Yep.
Because all of a sudden there's attention to it. And you've had that same sort of activity. I don't think there's been a lot of bad behavior, but there's definitely been the kind of, like, I'm making joke.
How do you respond to the criticisms that social networks caused and a reduced focus on, like, learning?
What's the purpose of being in that classroom if the answers to all the stuff that's going on you can readily look up on the internet? And there's got to be a way at some point where we, you know, obviously technology can take our attention away. And obviously we need to have mechanisms that allow us to, what I need to be able to focus on one thing, focus on it. But obviously, too, you know, related to all that, I think technology has changed the way that we think about knowledge.
So we're going to talk about some pros at first. Like, obviously, we're for education being used with social networking. It's pretty awesome the way, like, in our classrooms, we can view Twitter, and people can talk on Twitter and connect through Twitter or Facebook and just figure out, like, I find my assignments that way. If I miss a class, I can contact a friend, and he can tell me what I missed and tell me, and without getting any missed grades or anything like that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an ongoing debate, you know, of how big of a role social networking should play in education. There is obviously a couple people, you know, such as Professor Jones, who believes that social networks can do a lot of good in the classroom, but I'm sure there's also a large amount of people who think that social networks are just a distraction and should not be used. But to start off with a couple of pros that we think happen in education.
We like that it can be used as an educational tool, obviously. You can use social networking as a way to, like, view documents and other things from your teachers online.
That's true. And on another level, social networks do help, you know, just enhance, you know, basic student engagement.
Yeah, I hit up on a couple of those notes, too, in our interview, where he actually talked about how he thinks Twitter is very effective in getting students, like, involved. He even puts Twitter up on the board in class, and, like, we can just see some of the conversations we have, like, through the class and then also through Twitter. It's really interesting to see.
Improves, you know, the communication between students and teachers, you know. A lot of students, they don't always check their email. They don't always send emails to their professors if they're sick. But they can always, you know, I've yet to see a student who doesn't, you know, check his Facebook and check social networks. And I can say, you know, from my experience as a wrestling coach, we have a team Facebook page on Facebook. And we communicate, you know, with the kids, you know, through that.
Not only that, I'm in my Spanish 203 class, and we actually have assignments posted online. Like, we can view all of our assignments through a calendar, through a website to find, like, what we missed in class. But not only does social networking help with improving communications with students and teachers, it's also really good at preparing students for successful employment. Like, students who are looking for a job can use a social networking site to find employment, to find a job that's looking, an employer that's looking for, like, certain aspects, and you can look and find things, like, with websites like LinkedIn. You can, like, have a company look your resume, the cover letters, to see, like, your qualifications for the job and if you meet them.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, going a step beyond that, college is a time in your life where, you know, it's good to network with people, where it's good to, you know, talk to other people.
But, of course, to go along with every pro, there's always cons to anything. And some of the main cons with social networking being used in, like, a college classroom are, like, social media. It can obviously be a distraction.
There is always the threat of cyberbullying, even though I feel like in college it doesn't come up as much because, you know, you're dealing with kids who are much more mature than in high school. You know, you never know when it happens, an inappropriate joke or something can always be taken the wrong way.
Another con would be discouraging face-to-face communication, because it's all pretty much through the computer, and to deal with talking to a person in the, like, circumstances you can be put in with face-to-face communication.
That's very true, and I mean, all those cons are reasonable to say, but I mean, they could all be remedied with just the proper amount of regulation. Yeah, and according to a study put together by Adam Ostro from the article Sharing on Facebook Now More Popular Than Sharing by Email on MashingTheSocialMedia.com, you know, it is revealed that social network sites are used more than actual emailing. I mean, the trend is just trending towards social networks. And I think to not capitalize on this, you know, by the educational system is something that is a great shame. Doing an assignment over a social network is something that would really, you know, excite a lot of students who have been, you know, sitting at a desk, bent over a desk, you know, writing pencil and paper for their entire lives. You know, and kind of as a final last word to wrap this up, you know, we think that weighing all the positives and negatives of both aspects, social networks are something that can be, that, you know, should be used in the college setting.
This wraps up our podcast on the positives and negatives of college students using social networks for education. We hope this was informative, and thanks for listening.